Last night, Seattle Storm point guard Sue Bird smashed through the team's all-time leading scorer record. She put up 21 against the Washington Mystics, including these 2 points.
Sue, pull up for the record, and there it is! Sue Bird has surpassed Lauren Jackson as the all-time leading scorer in Seattle Storm history. Congratulations to the future Hall of Famer.
And the future Hall of Famer joins us now. Congratulations, Sue.
Thank you.
Where do you like to watch highlights of yourself breaking the record? ESPN, YouTube, what's your preferred?
The only time I've seen it has been on Twitter and Instagram, so I guess that's my preferred viewing.
What went through your head when you broke the record? What goes through your head when you watch yourself, highlighted?
So I actually didn't know that I was that close to the franchise record.
Really?
I had seen some stuff. Yeah, I had seen some stuff on social media about breaking 6,000, but I was just kind of like, okay, whatever. And then it wasn't until before the game that I was told that, hey, you're 13 points away. And I was like, oh, I had no idea.
How can you not care?
And I kind of joked.
How can you not track that?
Because you just don't track that. If you spend your time tracking that, like, you won't have any space in your brain for anything else. You can't be bothered.
Okay. I cut you off. You said you were joking about something?
Oh, yeah. And before the game, I even joked, like, oh, who knows if I'll get it tonight? Like, it might be the next game. Like, let's not even think about it, you know? So I knew I needed 13. I kind of knew when I hit that shot, like, okay, that's 13. But at the same time, you're in the middle of a game. You don't have time to really think about anything. And then I don't think it was really till afterwards that I was getting all these congrats and all these text messages from, you know, friends or former teammates or people around the league. So you kind of, that's when you really take a step back and you realize what you've just done.
What about your former teammate who used to hold that record? Have you talked to Lauren Jackson?
Yeah, of course I've talked to her. We joke back and forth. I think, we have so much respect for each other, you know, and yes, I've passed her, but there's no way that in terms of this franchise and scoring that she's not going down as one of the greats. So even though I'm technically ahead of her on that list, we both know who the great scorer is.
You are the leading scorer of the Storm, but you're the all-time assist leader for the whole league, the whole WNBA. What's better, Sue Bird, making an assist or scoring a basket?
For me, it's making the assist. You know, I think scoring is definitely fun. Don't get me wrong. It gets you going in a different way. But when you can make that pass that makes the crowd go, you know, either quiet or make them go ooh and ah, there's something to that.
I'm always curious, Sue, why people who excel. What is it about you? What makes you so great?
I don't know. I think now I'm just at a point in my career where I just try to be as prepared as possible. I try to, you know, cross every T and dot every I, whether it's what I'm eating, how much I'm sleeping, or if it's, you know, getting the game plan ready and making sure I'm ready, making sure my teammates are ready. I find that as long as you do all you need to do in terms of preparation, then once you get on the court, all you got to do is play, and you're not even nervous because you know you've prepared.
The Storm are in first place. They're 15-5. Should the league just give you the title right now?
If only it worked that way, right? No, I am obviously very happy with where we are as a team. Forget the record and forget the seedings. I think we're all just really happy with how we're playing. But we know there's a long way to go. There's no party being thrown for us right now. It's just where we are today. You know, we still have, gosh, I don't even know, a month or so left of the season, and then playoffs, which can be a grind. So we're not trying to get ahead of ourselves.
Well, there is some controversy over in the NBA because the Golden State Warriors are becoming this super team of unbeatable stars. Would you please consider building an unbeatable Seattle Storm super team around you?
Yeah, we just need like the millions of dollars to lure people here. That might make it easy.
That's all.
No, I wish. The WNBA, it's not even about the money, I joke. The WNBA doesn't really have like the player movement, the free agency that the NBA has. It's just, it's where our business model is a little different. But yeah, if I can get it done, I'll try to do it.
You'd have no problem with being unfairly good on one team, if you could.
I have no problem. Truth be told, I have no problem with it when it's done through just like the rules. You know, if players are free agents and it's their choice and that's where they choose to go, I mean, who are we to judge that?
What do you want to say to your fans today after becoming the Storm's all-time leader?
Yeah, all I really want to say is thank you. Thank you for showing so much love, both in the arena and then, of course, like I said, on social media. I've been getting a lot of tweets, a lot of messages. So I just really appreciate it. I've been in Seattle my entire career, and I've always known that was something special. But I'm really starting to fully understand just how great it is to be in one place and have all these people watch you grow up and see all the things you do on the court and share that with you. So thank you very much,
Sue Bird. All-time assist leader in the WNBA and now all-time scorer for the Seattle Storm after last night. Sue, good to talk with you again. Thanks.
Thanks. You too. Thanks for having me.